Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about the 4-H and FFA Replacement Beef Heifer Development Contest. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. Dean Josan, Mississippi State University Extension 4-H Livestock Specialist. So, Dean, 4-H and FFA livestock shows are well attended and supported by local communities and elected officials across Mississippi. Tell us about the importance of youth livestock projects.
Our 4-H livestock program is probably the backbone of Extension. The 4-H Livestock Project is very successful because it teaches youth and their families a lot about responsibility and care of their livestock. But the show ring isn't always real life. For youth to compete in the heifer development contest, it was critical because these people would then learn proper heifer development practices and procedures. The thought behind this contest is that it encourages our young beef producers to participate in a practical beef heifer development program. They're able to use their show heifers or they can use commercial heifers, but the way that they manage and raise these heifers is really different than what you would typically see for cattle that are exhibited at a livestock show.
This seems like a great opportunity for youth to become good stewards of the land and cattle. Talk to me about the design of the contest.
Yeah, the contest is a 10-month project. We start November the 1st of each year, and the contest concludes in mid-August of the following year. The design of the contest is that a 4-H or a FFA member must be a senior 4-H or FFA exhibitor, meaning they're at least 14 years of age, but not past 18 years of age, and they select three heifers. They could be purebred or commercial heifers, and what they do with these heifers is they manage every aspect of their development. So these young people have to figure out the nutrition plan for those animals, how to get those animals bred. They have to work out a sound health program. They also need to look maybe at the quality of the hay and the feeds that they're using, and maybe do some other work like testing their soils, testing their land and their grasses and things to try to create a very economical and practical system to develop heifers.
Explain how the heifer development contest is evaluated.
So we have three components that we use. One is visual evaluation of the heifers. We'll have a committee of about three judges that will evaluate the heifers. So they'll be looking at body weight, frame score, body condition score, overall general health, structural soundness, reproductive ultrasonography to determine if animals are pregnant. All this is about 20% of the contest. 30% is the records. So throughout the year, the young person has to keep up with the records in whatever system and manner that they choose to. So they have to keep up with amounts of hay that they fed, feed, nutritional supplements, veterinary expenses, breeding decisions, anything that they do, they're supposed to document in a record book that is turned in. Half the score of the contest, 50%, is an interview. Each young person will present a talk to the judges about their heifer contest, about the development decisions that they made from start to finish. And that's really where the winners separate themselves. And you can see the youth that really put in the effort to become good stewards of the land and good stewards of the cattle.
So this seems like a worthwhile endeavor, but it is a time commitment for youth. And while prizes and awards are not the focus of it, what types of items have been given to winners in the past?
We've been very fortunate every year to be able to award a bumper pull livestock trailer to the overall winner. We've had other things donated, such as a registered bull or a heifer. We've had some monetary prizes that we give out and some other things. One thing we also want to do is make this educational, so each person that completes the contest gets a free admission to the Mississippi State University Artificial Insemination School through Animal and Dairy Science.
And if anyone wants to learn more about the 4-H FFA Replacement Beef Heifer Development Contest, where should they go?
Go to extension.msstate.edu, then click on the link for 4-H, 4-H Livestock Program, and Youth Livestock.
Today we've been speaking with Dean Josan, 4-H Livestock Specialist. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.